A group of armed men attacked in the early hours of Wednesday the headquarters of the pro-government Al-Ikhbariya satellite TV channel in Khan al-Sheikh in Damascus countryside. The armed men executed three staff members. A number of the channel's security guards were killed just before the armed men set explosive devices, blowing up the studios and offices.
At around 4 a.m., we heard an explosion. We came and saw here handcuffed and mutilated bodies who turned out to be shot dead.
The armed group also looted the technical devices. Head of the channel said despite the destruction, the channel will remain broadcasting.
This is the kind of freedom the perpetrators want. The voice of Al-Ikhbariya channel will remain. Syria's truthful voice will remain. Such explosions will not scare us, nor prevent us from saying the truth.
The Minister of Information, Omran Al-Zabi, condemned the attack, describing it as the worst massacre that aims at silencing Syrian media. He also held the Arab League politically responsible.
All those who instigate violence against Syria, whether they are media outlets, officials or the UN Security Council, must bear the full responsibility for this crime. I hold the Arab League Council and Secretary General, who called for silencing Syrian channels, responsible for the attack. Syrian media and words will not be silenced and will face all conspiracies.
The Syrian parliament in its session condemned the explosion. Syrians also gathered in front of the Syrian state TV station, shouting slogans condemning the crime. They raised placards that said the Syrian media will remain the source of truth that revealed all conspiracies against Syria. It is yet another attack in Syria, which this time did not target a military or security installation, signaling an increase of violence against public and private institutions. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.